So I was thinking about this, and I realized that the world does not need another acronym, but SEO should go, really. Have you ever been in a conversation and somebody used an acronym that you didn't recognize? You just kind of keep it there in your head for a moment and hope they say something that will clue you in on just what the heck they were talking about when they uttered that string of letters? Then, if you can't figure it out, you may whip out your phone and Google it while nonchalantly acting like you were just checking an important message. I'll offer up a new acronym for skilled internet marketers that will be more memorable and better reflect the work that we do. First, I'd like to explain why I think the SEO acronym should be laid to rest. Exactly what is SEO, and why in the name of all things sensible do we still use this acronym? SEO can stand for either Search Engine Optimization, the services, or Search Engine Optimizer, the person. But it actually encompasses a much broader spectrum of internet marketing services and technologies. It has morphed dramatically over the years as marketers' understanding and use of internet has changed, and as many greenhorn SEO came to flood the market. The use of SEO became popular enough that I suppose it sounded better to a lot of people than the term internet marketer or profit engineer, and so instead of SEO being considered a subcategory of internet marketing skills, it is often used to represent the whole of internet marketing. It became more of a meme than an actual skill set, and due to saturation of its use, the real meaning has been muted and bastardized. The fact is that in order to be a search engine optimizer, it requires skills and tools from all disciplines of internet marketing, including social media, reputation management, market research, data analysis, creative marketing, programming, website structure, web servers, and much more. It seems to me that the SEO acronym has gone the way of the word webmaster back in the early days. To be a webmaster meant that you had a thorough understanding of everything from software, hardware, network infrastructure, website design, programming, security, and more. It meant that the person had a mastery level understanding of the web. It was actually a job title that held a meaning. Then, all of a sudden, everybody with a keyboard and a mouse was using the popular Microsoft front page to build a website, and they were calling themselves a webmaster. I was a webmaster before that revolution, and it gave me a little taste of puke in my mouth when I saw that I could have become a webmaster a whole lot faster if I had just claimed it instead of actually reading and studying all those countless hours to become one. I suppose if you want to call yourself something, and you get a few people to believe it, you can be just about anything. I think I'll call myself a profit engineer and competition killer with extraordinary resources, Pecker. I think it rolls off the tongue nicely, and its meaning is better defined and understood than SEO. Besides, it was the only acronym I could find that was not already taken. So I hope you enjoyed this podcast and this blog post. If so, give me a comment at awebguy.com. And if you're a pecker, be sure to leave your comments and tell me so.